Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. 10 days before Election Day, President Trump plans to cast his vote in person today in West Palm Beach, Florida. He then flies to rallies in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin, all battleground states. Democrat Joe Biden has scheduled stops in another key state, Pennsylvania. Unlike the president's large in-person rallies, Biden is holding drive-in events to allow social distancing. The Trump campaign is asking a Nevada judge to temporarily stop election officials near Las Vegas from tallying mail-in ballots, citing concerns with the process. Paul Boger from member station KUNR reports.
The lawsuit alleges that Clark County Registrar of Voters Joe Gloria failed to follow the law by not submitting a written plan for accommodating public observers. It also alleges that ballots are being mishandled. They're asking a judge to immediately prohibit vote processing until the, quote, proper procedures are in place, end quote. They also want to install cameras to ensure transparency. Clark County is the most populated county in Nevada, with more than 70% of the state's voters. Democrats hold a significant voter registration advantage there. Republicans have filed a bevy of lawsuits in recent months aimed at curtailing mail-in voting, claiming fraud risks without evidence. For NPR News, I'm Paul Boger in Reno.
Gun rights groups filed a challenge to Michigan's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's ban on firearms at polling places. The complaint said that Benson acted outside her authority. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta reports.
The rule bars openly carrying guns within 100 feet of a polling location, at a clerk's office, or where absentee ballots are being counted. Dean Greenblatt is an attorney for the group Michigan Open Carry. He says the order requires people to choose between their right to vote and their right to bear arms.
We don't have rule by edict in Michigan.
Michigan law allows most people to openly carry guns without a license. The gun rights groups asked for speedy hearings so the issue can be settled before Election Day. Benson's office said she has a legal duty to protect voters from intimidation, harassment, and coercion. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta.
Fire crews in Colorado are battling several major wildfires. One blaze is burning near Grand Lake, the eastern gateway to Rocky Mountain National Park. Noel Livingston is the incident commander for the East Troublesome Fire. He says it's exploded in size.
What we saw was active flanking, crown fire activity in timber stands, heavy bug kill, heavy fuels in that area. We saw significant growth pretty much up to the county line. As the fire moved north, primary fire spread being to the east.
Farther north, the Cameron Peak Fire continues to burn. It started in mid-August and is the largest wildfire in state history. This is NPR News. A U.S. Navy plane on a training mission crashed in a residential area southeast of Mobile, Alabama yesterday. Officials say both crew members were killed. No one on the ground was hurt. Mexico will make today's deadline to send water to the U.S. under a last-minute agreement hashed out between the two countries. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports this comes after months of clashes between Mexican farmers and federal police over the decades-old water treaty.
Under the treaty signed in 1944, Mexico and the U.S. share water that runs in rivers crossing the international border. But in the last 5 years, a particularly dry period in the region, Mexico has fallen behind in those transfers. Farmers south of the border in the state of Chihuahua have vehemently protested any water deliveries from their dams, at one point taking over a critical reservoir. In the new deal, Mexico will be able to send water from other border dams to meet commitments. Mexico's president thanked U.S. officials for their understanding and solidarity. The water will come from dams in other border states, and the U.S. has agreed to provide drinking water. Its supplies get critical in Mexican border cities. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
The European Union voted yesterday to allow restaurants and stores to sell plant-based products such as veggie burgers and use such a name. Farmers had sought a ban, saying marketing meat substitutes with meat names could mislead consumers. The EU decided consumers are not confused, and allowing the sales would promote a more plant-based diet, which is in line with the EU's efforts to fight global warming. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.